There was a Rashi that we saw very, very quickly on Daf Tzadik Vav on the base. We said we would get back to it. Nu, al toimer, l'kisha efna eshna. So I think it's good to get back to it right now. That is, on Daf Tzadik Vav on the base, the Gemara brought Nibaya from Rami Bar Chama. It was a hardy baya. The case was where a married woman's father dies and she yarshins her father's estate. So the halach is, we view the estate as nechsamalog, and the husband's going to have the schus to eat the nechsamalog. What happens if there was hektish in the estate, they didn't know about it, and as a result, via the Yerusha slash via the Kenyan Paris transferring from the woman to the husband is a haitzam or shus lo shus, which should constitute a me'ila, albeit b'shayin. The question was, who should be ma'il? Rabbi Bacham assumed somebody's ma'il, and the question is, ba'al b'nechza yishtay mima. Should the husband be ma'il? Mechateisi. Should the woman be ma'il? Mechateisi. And then he threw out an interesting tzad, did Rabbi Bacham. He said, maybe nimalu bezdin. Maybe bezdin should be the ones that are ma'il. But the Gemara says, there's no way that bezdin should be the ma'il. What was the tzad? What was the havamin of Rabbi Bacham that bezdin should be ma'il? So Rashi says as follows: Nimalu bezdin shall yisrael shaba isadar. The bezdin of that generation, that bezdin should be the mile. Shekol takonos mishpat tluya behem, because really all takonos, all institution, everything is totally in them. Vayidehem noyagos chukos hamesukanim letzibur miyaz, and it's through them that all the halachas that we know about in the Gemara really are in effect. V'havi k'misha tiknu loy heim kinyin zeh. So if that's the case, it's as if Bezdin's the one that enforced this takana. V'nimtzu, and if that's the case, what would emerge is heim ha-maknin l'nichsei hektish. They're the ones that were makna the nichsei hektish. V'hoitzion l'chulin, and they're the ones that caused it to be yoytze l'chulin. In other words, Rami Bar Chama had it sad that maybe Baal b'nechsei yeshtoi Bezdin should be the ones that are mile. And the reason is because Bezdin is the one that's causing the nechasim that the woman yarshins to go from her rishos to the husband's rishos. I mean, really, she yarshined it. Her father died, she yarshined it. Why is her husband getting it? It's because of the takana of Peiris Nechsem Elok. Who made that takana? Bezdin's the one that made that takana. So if Bezdin's the one that made that takana, so Bezdin is really the one that triggered this and it's based on that. I could hear a very strong tzad that maybe Bezdin is the one that should be mild. And we spoke it at the time. It sounds like, from this Rashi, a very big chiddush, that the way we view takonos that were put in place by the Deiros HaRishonim is not so much like the Deiros HaRishonim put them in place and now they're on cruise control, and we have them at Bias Gael Tzedek, or until a Bezdin that's Godom Imenu, Bechachma, Beminyan comes around, which of course is not possible. But rather, it sounds like the Takonos of Bezdin are Chayzer V'Neir in every single generation. And being that they're Chayzer V'Neir in every single generation, if there was a Me'ila that happened because of a Takonos Bezdin, Rami Bar Chama hears it sad that maybe Bezdin should be Ma. Now, Rami Bar Chama was Doichid at Tzad, but he was Doichid for an external, a Zeitiger reason. It doesn't sound like Rami Bar Chama ever saw Bezdin's role in Peiris Nechsem Elok any differently than the way he presents it in this Gemara right here. So I'll tell you a Marimokim Nifla that the Achrayim quote in different places. And the Marimokim is from the Mishkan Es Yaakov. So the Mishkan Es Yaakov, who was from the Beis Medrash of Volozhin, he was the brother of the Keren Oira, great, great, great guy. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov, this is in Chosh Mishpat, it's in Simen Lamed Vav. He discussed the fact that in his generation, he observed that people were not being makbid in Shemitah's Kzof. So, we know one of the halachas of Shemitah is that all loans become null and void, right? You can't collect on a loan once Shemitah comes. But people weren't being makbid in Shemitah's Kzofim. Now, the truth is, this observation of the Mishkan Es Yaakov, as the Mishkan Es Yaakov himself acknowledges, is something that the Kadmoinim had already observed. In fact, the Rosh, in a tshuva, writes that, you know, when he left Europe, he was forced to, and he went to Spain, and one of the things that he noticed in Spain was, is that nobody was makbid on Shemitah's Kzofim, nobody was writing prusbuls, and he was very, very disturbed by it. It bothered him terribly. He said he couldn't understand what's going on over here. It's halach in the Torah. You have to keep Shemitah's Kzofim. So what exactly is happening? And he said, did the Rosh, but lemaisa, if this is the minig, there must be a cheshbon to the minig. And he sat down and he came up with an Eitzah. And the Eitzah was based on a Gemara Masechtas Makis Taf Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says if somebody loans somebody money and he says Al Menas Shaloi Tishamteini B'Shvias Ain Shvias Misham Tosai, and the reason is because you're a Masla Masha Kosa B'Toyer B'Dovish of a moment, and Allah is Tanai Kayim. It's a whole sugi in the beginning of Masechtas Makis. So he said must be that being that everybody fifes on the laws of Shemitas Ksofim, so if we're fifing on the laws of Shemitas Ksofim, he says okay, so it's as if there's an understanding when you shake hands on a loan, it's understood that Shemitah is going to be null and void. It's as if we made the Tanai, and being that it's as if we made the Tanai, it's for that reason you don't have to worry about this halacha. We've spoken out many times that the Hilchos Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva Yerideh, Simon Yotes, he brought this rush as a semel, as a symbol for the Cheshivas of Minig Yisrael. And what it means, Chadosh Asim and Atayra, and what it means, Minig Yisrael Atayra. He's lashing his Kama Yegiyos, right? He says, look at how many Yegiyos, how much toil the rush in put into trying to figure out what the minig was of people that at first glance were just Ivrei Avera and Rishon, that they weren't keeping the laws of Shvius. But he held, if this is what Klal Yisrael does, there must be a reason to it. And this is the Chasam Sofer talking to his Talmud, giving him a classic, epic Chadash Asam and Atayrish Shmuz. But the bottom line is, the Mishkan Yaakov was addressing this inyan, that for some reason you have people that Upkitin mentioned, that Shlem Yotayrim Mitzvahs, and Me'ezetam Sheyir, it's very hard to understand, they're not keeping the laws of Shemitah's Ksafim. The question is, what happened to the laws of Shemitah's Ksafim? He says a davar nifla. He says, listen to his opening line. Va'oid yeshli l'chadesh bozeh davar. I want to be mechadesh something. U'mistafina mechavrei. I'm just a little bit afraid of my chaver. And I'm afraid that I'm not going to be safe if I say this chiddush. Aval amayis, said the Mishkan is Yaakov. I want to say a murdig and murdig a chiddush. Al pi divrei Rashi, besugi davar v'metziya perek hashoy. And he says, Azoy. He says that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. That's a big asik. Shemitah b'zman hazeh the Reisa, Shemitah b'zman hazeh the Rabbanon. We spoke at once a tshuva from the Beis Halevi. Oh, but the pashtus is that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. If that's the case, Shemitah's k'sofim b'zman hazeh is certainly only mid the Rabbanon. Shnei Shemitah is akasim medaber. We're makish the two to each other. So the pashtus is that Yovel is not knowing today. As a result, Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. As a result, Shemitah's k'sofim is also only mid the Rabbanon. So that means that this whole issue of Shemitah's k'sofim b'zman hazeh could be is only a shayla with the Rabbanon. We're not handling a shayla with the Reisa, but rather what we'd be handling over here is a shayla with the Rabbanon. So he said like this, meaning midai raisa, if somebody borrows money from somebody, Shemitah really shouldn't be Meshamet Techayv. What then is the reason that there would be Shemitah's Ksafim, and we don't want the Malva to be able to collect from the Loiva after Shemitah? It would be based on the fact that at the end of the day, the Rabbanon instituted Shemitah's Ksafim. That's something the Rabbanon have a right to do. Now, what gives the Rabbanon a right to say that if midday Reisner there's no Shemitah, we're going to say Shemitah. We're going to tell the Malva, you have no right to go ahead and collect the money. It's based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, right? That's something the Rabban have a right to do. That's Sugi and Perak HaShelech. The Gemara talks about it. Since based on the idea of Hefker Bez and Hefker, that's what gave the Rabbanon a right to spiel and to manipulate the laws of Shemitah. It's based on their kach that they have of Hefker Bez and Hefker. So said the Mishkan HaSiakiv, Yishleim, that Rashi says in Rami Bar Chomizhi Bayu and Bav Metziah Dav Tzadik Vav HaMabez, that all the takonis of the Yemei Kedem really were not put into place and now they're going to be Chai V'Kayim La'olam. But rather, the Bezdin of every generation has a responsibility to go ahead and to enforce it. Meaning, it's Chozev V'Neir in every door. Which means, if you're going to have a Hefker Bezdin Hefker today in Tovshin Pei Dalet, the Bezdin of Tovshin Pei Dalet is going to be the one that's going to put Hefker Bezdin Hefker into effect. Right? That's the way it works. That's the Rashi. That's the Havamina of Lima Lubezin. And by the way, Mishkan Yaakov speaks out when he talks about this Rashi. He says, you know, this is a Chiddush of Rashi. He said, well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how else you can learn the Gemara. I mean, sometimes Rashi says a Chiddush from left field. He said, this is what the Gemara said. You might have Havamina of Lima Lubezin. What else does it mean? So you see that Bezdin is the one that, if it's a Hefke Bezdin Hefke, going back to the times of Ezra, right, so what does it have to do with the Heintike Bezdin? The Teretz is, Dosh Deita Be'etzim in the Gemara. Good, it's a Rashi. But Dosh Deita L'Chayr in the Gemara. So if that's the case, said the Mishkan is Yaakov, now I'm going to say, Adobo Mistafina Mechavraya. You ready? He says like this. He says, we know that a proper Bezdin had to be made up of Smuchin. It had to be made up of mumchen, right? The Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin says, "Dinim omenus b'shloisha." How could the Bezdin go ahead and paskin, right? Even the Yoytis, how could you paskin? Don't you have to be smuchen? So the Gemara says the reason someone that's not a musbach is able to paskin is because anan shlichusayu We're doing the shlichus of the musmachin, and that's how we're able to paskin. But really, a bezdin has to be made up of smuchin, right? So if a bezdin has to be made up of smuchin, the only way to not be a musmach, to go ahead and paskin, is going to be if you're acting as a shlich. Now, he says, klar, he says, that's poshut, even though I don't have a mefurish or raya, that to be a hefker, bezdin hefker, you have to be a bezdin of smuchin. He says, but it's you talking that way. Why? He says, because there's two makaris to how you know hefker, bezdin hefker. One makaris, we learn from Ezra. Right? Ezra said that whoever doesn't show up in 3 days, yechrom kol ruchushai. And the Gemara throughout Shas says, this is the makar that hefker, bezdin hefker. He says, Ezra, if the makar is from him, he was a musmuch, right? That goes without question. His bezdin was the bezdin agadol. So you see clearly that you need a proper bezdin. The other makar the Gemara brings is learned out from Eila Roshe Amatois. Right, we learn it from Elazar Kohen Gadol and from Yeshua Benun. Again, musmachim, bezdin agadol. If that's the case, it's poshut that hefker bezdin hefker would require musmachim. Nervos, there's an Indian of Anan Shulchus Ayu Kavdinan. But you always find Anan Shulchus Ayu Kavdinan. So it says the Mishkinus Yaakov, stating that, although Chazal said, Anan Shulchus Ayu Kavdinan, there's certain limitations. So for example, in Bavel, they used to paskin Dine Mominis, even though they weren't Musmachim, but they did it b'shlichus of the Bezdin in Yerushalayim. But they didn't paskin Dine Knossos. And the Gemara gives different parameters of when we say Anan Shulchus Ayu and when we don't say Anan Shulchus Ayu. The Gemara says it would have to be something that's Shchiach, and it would have to be a Dova Shiesh by Chson Kis. But if it's not a Dova that's Shchiach, and it's not a Dova Shiesh by Chson Kis, then you wouldn't say Anan Shulchus Ayu Kavdinam. Now, there are exceptions. Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. That's a big exception. But the point is, you'd have to really fall in to very, very specific cases in order for you to be able to do it. So he says, I want to ask you a question. He says, Shmitas Ksofim Bim Meshamet. Is that Shchiach or not Shchiach? Now, if you ask me, I'd say, I don't know. The Mishkanus Yaakov said it's not Shchiach. But even if you want to debate that point, he says, is it a Dovah Shiesh by Chson Kis? By saying that the loiva gets to keep the money. Ah, oh, it sounds like it's chesaron kiss to the loiva. Yeah, but when Chazal say chesaron kiss, it's not what they mean. What does Chazal mean when they say chesaron kiss? It means that Reuven was mazik Shimon. And Shimon has a mamoni gabach. Reuven lent money to Shimon. Reuven goes to Shimon, you owe me money. So Bezdin says, if a guy's going to lose money, we feel bad for you. So we're going to be shluchim of the grace of Bezdin. And even though we don't have the credentials, we're not the Elohim, Balach and Chol, that the Torah is talking about. But at the same time, this is something that we're going to do as a shliach. But the chesaron kiss doesn't mean someone's going to lose money. It means there's a real hefset over here. He says, in Shemitah's Ksofim, who is the chesaron kiss? The chesaron kiss is the malva. This guy, if I cared, he loaned the person money. Midday Raisa, he should be able to collect the money. I'd be his girl tzedek. But we're going to go now, and we're going to say, we're going to be shluchim not to allow you to take the money? So he says, I don't understand. There's no chesaron kiss. To the contrary, adarab is loshen is. You're being moisif, and you're being marbe chesaron kiss. There's more chesaron kiss that's coming about as a result of this right now. And he says, there's no grace of tikkun olam over here. And if that's the case, he says, lulei de mistafina kubis no shmita sklafen bezman hazeh. And he says, if that's the case, zen nir lefi anias daiti dover hogan lelamit schus al minig yisro mi mea goinim val pi divrei rashi zechroin hilavrach. Poshet based on a Rashi. Says, Chabar Rashi tucked away in Bava Mitzi and Perak Asher Tzadik Bava Mimbeis, and I think this is an Eitzah to be Miyashiv, this Minig Olam. At the end, he says that I have a little bit of a Sa'ad. I have a little bit something to lean on, and that is the Ravan, one of the Rishonim, also known as the Raivan. So the Raivan, in the end of the Sefer, he says, he brings a story where there was a person that somebody was Meshadach and Ishan, they were supposed to get married, and then somebody came and he was Mekadosh of the Eidim, and Imamish, like he jumped the gun. And as a result, this person who was in a state of Shaduchim, all of a sudden he wasn't going to be able to get married because now she's an Eishes Ish already. And there was a whole tumult, and the Rabbanu wanted to say, called the Mekadosh, Adaita, the Rabbanu Mekadosh, V'afkinu Rabbanu L'kidusha Minei. They wanted to knock out that whole second marriage. They said, he didn't go Adaita, the Rabbanu, who was a Shalika Hagen, we're going to go like him Shalika Hagen. So the Raivan said, it doesn't work. He says, yeah, once upon a time, Bezdin had the authority to do things like this. He says, my Bezdin? This is like 800 years ago? He says, Bezdin can't do this anymore. There's no more. Fake the Mishkanus. Yeah, what does he even mean? What do you mean? If it was put into place then, so it's Chayvik, the territory, he means Rashi. He means Rashi above Mitzia Dav Tzadik Vav Mebeis. And being that he means Rashi above Mitzia Dav Tzadik Vav Mebeis, Shteita and Dei Rashi, Amoyer de Galundis, that the way Hefker Bezin Hefker, Vitein Lachachem Vyech Gemoy, the way all the Takonis of Chazal work, it's not they were put in place and now they're on autopilot. No, they were put in place, but they're Chosev in Eir. And every Bezdin of every generation has the Vait to enforce it. He has the Vait to put it in place. And being that he has the Vait to put it in place, so it's for that reason, It's for that reason, said the Mishkan as Yaakov, he said, this is my greatest chiddush. He said, I know it's a very big chiddush, and really, lulei de mistafina mechavraya, this is something that I would say. I'm a little bit afraid to say it. Either way, there's a part two to this, but Be'ez Hashem will pick this up in the course of the week.